For the Pledge of Allegiance, which is flag is here, salute, and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we do have a quorum of board members, so we are great to proceed. The mission statement for the Manson School District is continuous student learning. Each and every one of us is a student. We are all students, and we're all continuously learning. We adopt the mission statement. Number two on our agenda is adoption of the meeting agenda for this evening. And we are on a time crunch, by the way, because we want to be gone by 5:55 or thereabouts so we can get to the concert. So I'm going to be pushing. So is there information about adopting the agenda for tonight?
I'd like to recommend one change to the agenda.
Sure.
And that is the addition of the resignation of Carmen Fretlow.
And that's back in consent.
Consent agenda under item C, resignations and new hires. Carmen has an exciting opportunity to travel with her family and explore a new adventure. Teaching in Colorado, we'll miss her, but we also support her in this new adventure.
Yep.
And you have the letter in front of you as well.
And she's a long-standing community member.
Absolutely, and a phenomenal adventure.
With that addition to the agenda, is there a motion to accept the agenda? As stated.
I make a motion to accept the agenda as stated.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Perfect. Discussion on the agenda? Hearing no discussion, seeing no discussion, all in favor of approving the agenda as written for this evening?
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. We're all now on to the monitoring and board performance. Our first action is on the first reading of the INS policies. So can you bring that up for us, please?
Yes.
This is a time for us to look at those INS policies that we looked at with John Steech 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, recently. And if there are any modifications you'd like to consider, this would be a good time to think about.
I think they are incredible. I think they are all encompassing and also focused, and I look forward to how they will be interpreting them for us.
I agree.
And I just was looking at number three. Can you make it go?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. All the others begin with all students will demonstrate. And 3.1 has the word demonstrate, and 3.2 has demonstrate, but it's not the beginning phrase, not the beginning word. So I don't know if we want to be consistent. And I looked at it and said, does it make a lot of difference? And there's a potential for some.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, Greg, because I didn't want to be the one to do it.
Oh, okay.
So he was looking at you. I think we could easily say demonstrate as individuals and appreciation and demonstrate as community members involvement in the community, and then we would be consistent.
We would be consistent.
I think we could also just make a little, just make sure that our tabs are consistent and there needs to be a period at the end of technology on 2.2.
Good.
Perfect.
Great first reading. So we'll have our second reading in the June meeting, and that'll be these will be finalized. We'll be moving on now to the INS policies, which they are the second reading, so we're ready to look at all those policies that we looked at with John Steech also. And if it meets with approval of all you all, I would like to take them as categories, rather than the whole shebang. I think we have four categories: board superintendent linkage, executive limitations, executive expectations, and governance process. Take those, so there'll be four votes. And a motion would be something like this. I make a motion to approve board superintendent linkage, and then you say BSL 2A to BSL 2E. Mm-hmm. So just that would be how the motion would be made, and then there'd be a second. And discussion. Does that meet with your approval? Right.
Yes.
We can organize it that way?
Yes.
Perfect. Then let's take a look at board superintendent linkage. Is there a motion on board superintendent linkage?
I make a motion to approve board superintendent linkage to
A,
A to 2E as written.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve board superintendent linkage 2A to 2E. Is there discussion?
So I think it would actually be 2 to 2E. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Because we have 2
okay.
and then 2A.
Yeah. So I asked that it be changed in my...
Mm-hmm. So amended.
Mm-hmm. And then in that same vein, why is it 2 and not... 1? Is there a reason for that? This is just discussion. I'm just curious. Is there a reason? Because it's the same with the rest of
the... Is it because it's the second read, maybe?
I actually looked that up in the past because I had some of the same questions. Your ends policy becomes 1.
Okay.
And it seems as if these become 2. And I'm not sure why that numbering reason, but I looked both in our current policy and back in... other districts in a governance policy, so I was unsure of that. We can certainly adjust that numbering system to whatever that might be. It wouldn't change the content of the policy, so we certainly could change that to make it 1, 2, 3 if you prefer that on our governance policies. I think that would be just fine.
I mean, it seems like the only reason that we would do that is so that in the future when you're looking things up, you're not saying, well, where's 1?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you could modify them to be board superintendent linkage as 1.
And then,
although I would recommend probably governance, GP being 1. GP, and then go into the 1s. Is that what you're thinking? Or what are you thinking?
The only thing I can think is that. If in the future someone is looking these up and then says, where's 1, that's...
Mm-hm.
You think someone's going to look at you?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be great. You know, we're just... I mean, all this work, hopefully. We're just trying to make it be...
So it might say that
useful.
BSL
right.
Global Board Superintendent Relationship, then BSL A, Unity of Control. BSL B, Accountability of Superintendent.
I mean, I feel like that
without
makes
numbering.
Sense. I don't think that there even really needs to be that number 2 there.
Just do the A, B, C?
That's an easy adjustment on my end, and I think
is
you
it?
Can still make the motion, and I'll just adjust the numbering.
Okay, so motion with this adjustment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an amendment to include Global Board Superintendent Relations and an amendment to do away with the number 2 in front of the A to E.
Yeah, and then I guess also in that same vein, so why does it, up at the top it says 4-2A, or is that not IB, that's 4, right?
Correct, and those go back to how they're actually listed on the board website. There's a 3,
okay.
a 2, a 1,
yeah,
so that's about
three.
The website, okay, mm-hmm. okay. So then I guess it would just say 4 there and then 4-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, I will adjust those to match what we're talking about
okay.
here.
Excellent.
All right, to bring that back, we've made a motion that's been amended, a friendly amendment, mm-hmm. to include global superintendent relations and to eliminate the numbering before the letter of the policy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. Motion passes. Executive limitations And I would guess we're going to be looking at A to K. All right? We'll be consistent with that. Mm-hmm. Is there a motion to approve executive limitation policies A to K?
I make a motion to approve executive limitation policies A to K.
Thank you. Is there a second? Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion?
Yes.
Ditto.
Okay, so in C, under financial budget and planning, we have on number 6, we have that less than 8% listed there. And on the next page under D, we have by 25-26 year, and maybe we should just make sure that that's consistent.
On the financial planning document, would you pull that one up, Carrie, really quickly?
Because I guess I read it as corrected, so that was a good catch.
On this particular, on the C,
Number six.
Thank you. This doesn't talk about your ending fund balance per se. The way that I read this in interpretation is if once we are at 8%, my spending moves us below 8%, I must receive approval from that.
Okay.
So initially I adjusted to C. But then when I went back and reread it, my reread and interpretation after talking with Morgan is about once you're at 8%, if my spending will move us below that threshold, it would require some board approval to move below it.
Okay.
On 2D, it's very specifically toward that ending fund balance.
Okay.
Because I had that same wondering, and then I really dug into what does that policy really say.
Awesome.
We could adjust it here and have it mirror the other one, which would say by the end of that, if we're below 8%, I could certainly do that. Either way is great for me.
I mean, I understand what you're saying though, Tabitha, is that you just can't, we're working towards that goal in number 6, and that's where the decisions that are going to be made is working towards that goal. Whereas in the next one, it's you will maintain that balance.
You better get there.
Yeah.
So it might be worthwhile to put it more concrete so that it is clear to anyone that comes on the board later and they know what it means. So I think we should.
You think we should put the 25-26? And then, and then in that.
So I will match that on 2C.
So in that same vein, though, do we all agree here that by the in 2 years is enough to get us there?
Well, to Tabitha.
I believe you should set that goal. Absolutely.
Because we're now at 4.8 or something like that.
And I'm working really hard to try to get us there. I think that's a fiscally sound budget, and when you look around the state at where districts are, you know, we probably want to move beyond 8%. We want to get to 10.
Yeah.
And so we just, it's ambitious, but I think it's the right goal for the district for sustainability.
Okay.
That would be my thinking.
Okay. Wonderful.
When you add in these changes, could you yellow highlight them on our third read? That would be helpful.
Do you want it to come to a third read?
Well, because we changed it, do we need to? Or are we okay with just...
We can make the motion with the amendments to modify it and pass
then
it into policy. Otherwise, I can bring it back as another read. Either way.
I think amending.
I think a motion to amend it.
Okay, I'll amend it to match the language in D.
Can we also just talk really quickly about number 9, consideration for fiscal soundness in future years, or ignores the building of organizational capabilities? I read that so many times, and I'm just having a hard time. Can we discuss what that
Carrie, can you make it a little bit larger up on the screen, please?
Thank you.
Yeah, aye.
And maybe just the open line, Carrie, really quickly. I'm sorry, up at the top of that.
Oh, the open line?
Where, how it leads into that consideration. What does it say right before the numbering starts?
Before number one.
Oh.
It starts with accordingly.
The superintendent will present to the board a recommended budget, which includes
consideration for fiscal sense in future years, or ignores.
Is that one of those negatives that we didn't take out?
I'm not sure, and that's why I don't. I'm getting a little lost. I keep reading it and rereading it, and I'm not. That's why I was hoping discussion could clarify what we're talking about there. Ignores the building of organizational capabilities sufficient to achieve ends.
Mm-hmm.
Consideration.
I think ignores is the wrong word. And
superintendent will present to the board a recommended budget, which includes
keeps in mind the buildings.
Considers. Considers.
Considers.
Yeah. Yes. That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It really should.
And I think that maybe is what it was, and so it was a negative that we didn't change.
We can check.
Nine. Number nine.
Good catch. We should say
considers.
Not ignores.
So in future years, and considers.
Yes.
The building. Okay. Yes, that makes so much more sense.
Perfect.
Hearing and seeing and looking for more discussion on the executive implications A to K. All in favor of approving executive limitations A to K with the amendments, several amendments that have been noted duly.
Yep.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Motion passes. And we have a new, this in executive expectations has two policies, but they're new to us, I believe.
They are.
So could you bring those new ones up, please?
Yep.
I thought they were really good.
Excuse me.
I agree.
And they also have two, but they start with L and M.
Because I believe you could choose to make a whole new series, which is executive expectations, or you could have a series that's executive limitations and expectations, which I worded it in that way, but we could do it in two separate whole series.
True, but do we want to call it the first one A and the second one B, or keep it L and M?
I think we would want to get rid of the two there.
Yes.
If we're going to keep them in the same, I can go either way. If you'd rather have, I was just putting them so they're all in one policy and lettered within that policy. Mm-hmm. Or we could have ELA and EEA. I think that could be a little confusing if we kept them all in the same policy. Series.
I think having another policy series is fine. Limitations and expectations.
Okay.
I think it's splitting hairs.
Yeah. And then we can just have A executive expectation A, executive expectation B.
So let's have a motion second, and then we can discuss, please. Is there a motion to, on the executive expectations items, L and M?
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to say.
I make a motion to approve executive expectations A and B.
I don't have it right in front of me.
Sarah. We'll share.
I second.
Thank you, Lily. Is there continued discussion?
Oh, thank you.
So my understanding of the discussion is that we're going to call it executive expectations A and B.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Executive expectation passes. Governance process A to H. Is there a motion on governance process A to H?
Motion to approve governance process, thank you. A through H, is that what you said?
Yes. Thanks for the motion. Second.
I second.
Discussion.
I want to thank you for all the work you did.
It's really you all that did this.
But we had a lot of work, and then from John, and then you finalized it. So thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes,
I'm
thank
really
you.
Proud of the work we've all done.
Seeing and hearing no discussions on governance process, all in favor of approving governance process A to H, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion passes. We also have a board calendar that should be helpful to keep our meeting straight until we get to the next item, and I'll add some shenanigans.
Could you print that off for me, Carrie?
Yes.
That'd be great.
I don't have the capability right now.
No, I know.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely get it.
Or even just send it electronically.
Oh, yes.
All by itself.
I'll send it to all of you. Yeah.
I already printed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I missed that one, so.
It's okay.
Don't email me.
Right,
so is there a motion to approve the 2024-25 board meeting calendar?
There's a motion to approve the 24-25 calendar, board calendar.
You're making that motion?
I'm making the motion.
I appreciate that. Yes, wonderful. Is there a second to the motion?
Awesome.
All right. Discussion. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the calendar that can be amended, mostly in just the next 3 minutes will be amended. Signify by saying aye that you approve what you see.
Aye.
And say nay if you don't like what you see. Motion passes to approve the calendar. So item D is an action item that we need to have a special meeting on June 10th to adopt a insurance policy. It's time sensitive, so
it won't come out until the 31st, and I have to have it signed by the 14th.
If y'all can look at your, I know
it's
you're talking about
meeting.
About
you
your
can
morning time,
in.
But it can be, we can meet at downtown. I can bring the hammer with me and we can,
can
get it
in.
Together.
What day?
I think that's
the
a
Monday.
The 10th
is a Monday. I recommend the 10th just because it stays consistent with a Monday.
Okay.
It will have one item on the agenda, which will be a superintendent consent item because I'll sign it,
okay. But
you have to then formalize that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
By the 14th.
I get back from my honeymoon the day before, so I will be available.
And my morning stuff on Mondays doesn't start until after that, I'm pretty sure. Because that's school's still in on the 10th, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I should be fine on that day.
What about
to
you?
Meet.
Could you zoom in?
Mm-hmm.
So
you
what
time?
9 o'clock? Is that?
9:30 is better.
9:30
is
even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better.
How about 9:45?
I mean, either way. They have to be to school by 9:25,
yeah.
So
9:30.
Do we
9:30
want to
works.
At a coffee place?
Sure.
How about Radiance downtown?
Radiance
got
downtown.
A place upstairs that's
coming. Okay.
If you can be there, great. Otherwise, I'll take the
okay.
Zooming capability.
9:30. All right, can we have a motion to that effect, please?
I make
Radiance,
a motion.
9:30, June 10th.
I make a motion for all of that.
I second.
We have just amended the annual board meeting calendar to include a June 10th insurance policy timeline meeting at Radiance, 9:30 on June 10th. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed to meeting at Radiance on the 10th, say nay. motion passes. We'll see you on the 10th, if not sooner. Okay, number four, we get to hear Tabitha's report on the multilingual program.
Absolutely, and I have my phone because I'm going to do my very best time-sensitive-wise. So
how are you doing?
That's why I have
Genesis,
here.
What does the time say?
525.
I think we're good.
So I'm a little...
About 5 minutes off.
I'm a little behind, but I feel good about what I can do. So that is why I have this here, so I can time myself and not get distracted by where we're at.
Yeah,
so you have all received in advance this large explanation of the NL program. And I'm not going to go through every single item on every single slide. Instead, we're going to talk a little bit about the work that's been done, the overall program design, the key tenets of the program, and progress monitoring of the program once it's in place moving forward. So as a backdrop, when I was hired last July 1, it seems like yesterday, one of the items that was presented to me early on was a need to really look at the ML program and make some decisions about how that program was serving students well and what the gaps were in the program in terms of outcomes. Because over time, as we look at data we saw earlier this year in terms of achievement gap, we still see a gap between language learners and non-language learners in the district in terms of English proficiency and math proficiency. So that was the sort of the template as I began. So early on, we began the work, and if you could just go to the next slide, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
As we went, as I entered the work, there was an ML committee that was being led by Dr. Ireland, who had done a consistent amount of work over time. There was also a lot of building leadership led by Mr. Rippey around literacy and literacy expectations in the elementary school. So I had the benefit of taking two great members of the administrative team who came at it from two very different viewpoints, who were leading discussions, bless you, across the district. That work continued throughout the year. Throughout the year, there were some absolutes that I really came to that have guided the work both for myself and for all these teams that have been working throughout the year to provide some input as I worked to consolidate all of those ideas into a program design. And I think those absolutes are critical to just talk about very quickly here, because whenever we do program design, we better be sure we know what we aren't going to fudge on. They're the things we're going to be tight on. There's tight and loose. These are the things we're tight on. Number one, it has to align with our ends policy. If we're designing a program separate from our ends, we are not providing equity for students. We simply aren't. If we say we want these ends for everyone else but not these kids, that's problematic. So the ends policy had to guide discussion. A second absolute was to meet the learning needs of language learners and families through research-based, state-aligned programming that reflects unique strengths and needs of Manson School District. So there's a lot to that, right? We have to be aligned with what the state says we must do in this program design to receive state funding. We can't just say, oh, we're going to throw everything out. We need to follow research, and we need to look at what has worked historically over time throughout the state, in this community, and across the country. But we also need to have the freedom to say, this is it, Manson's ML program, not anyone else's. And our community's needs and strengths are different than others. So that was a key consideration for me. I can look at what the state says, but I can say we can meet that in lots of ways. Let's meet that in the way that makes most sense to us. The third was, and this goes back to the ends policy, but even prior to it becoming more formalized in our new ends policy, was this idea that English proficiency, English literacy and proficiency scores need to be in place for students by third grade. And that's just research best practice. If students are not at grade level as readers and writers in third grade, the research is clear that it will be very difficult for students to catch up.
We owe it to students to be at grade level in third grade, not intervene our way out of that. So that has to guide program design. We also know that students benefit from diverse, blended classrooms. Students who come from homes like mine, students who come from homes different than mine, students who have beliefs the same as mine, different than mine. That's an important quality and cultural value in Manson. It also shows up in our ENDS policies. And I believe it's a really important value that we all have as families. We're learners together in this community as a school. So blended classrooms for diversity and equity is an important absolute for me. Grade two has been a problem at Manson because of our program design. The system has meant when second grade came, there was sort of a bit of a cliff for our students who were in the ML program as they were transitioning down to English literacy in second and third grades. It was important to me after hearing the voices of families who've been a part of the ML program that that is adjusted, because what I heard from families is that their students struggled tremendously in grades two and three. They fell behind. They appreciated the program in grades K and one, but when two and three came, it felt like sort of a cliff. Okay, now you're on your own. And a key absolute was that there would be continuous monitoring and adjustment of the program based on predetermined measures, which include both Spanish and English literacy measures. So student progress and growth measured in both Spanish and English, predetermined prior to the start of the year. That matches our ENDS as well. So when we look at our absolutes, that guided a lot of work. We listened to the voices of many, many different stakeholders. And those stakeholders included families, students, teachers, teaching as a part of the ML program, teachers outside of the ML program, ELD, national experts in literacy, national experts in ML, state experts from OSPI, regional experts. And all of those I was able to gather with the help of Dr. Ireland and Mr. Rippey to say what is the best program that we can design. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of the program design. The program design will look like in the 24-25 school year a 50-50 blended model of English and Spanish literacy for our ML students. What this means is that students who come to us via the home language survey, which is how you are placed into the ML program, will be given the option to opt into the program or opt out. That doesn't change from past programming. That's a civil right that families have. The program that they opt into will look different, however. Mornings will look like blended classrooms, three classrooms, or two classrooms, depending on class size, that are blended with both ML and non-ML students, just like we see students from all different groups, highly capable, non-highly capable, students with IEPs, students without IEPs, migrant students, non-migrant students, will be blended between those classrooms. You won't see a classroom that's designed as an ML classroom. Mornings will include a literacy block in English, taught in English with supports for language learners. So you'll see supports for language learners, but they will receive English literacy in English from those teachers in the morning, 100% of our Manson students. They'll also receive some core content in that morning time, math primarily, in English with support for language as well. That'll be all blended. In the afternoon, students who are a part of the program will then receive a second literacy block. That second literacy block delivered in Spanish using an aligned curriculum, same instruction, same publisher, but focused on the building of Spanish literacy skills through signs of reading. So very intentional, just like our English, intentional, intensive, foundational reading skills in Spanish for our students who are coming as ML learners. Those students will receive that from staff who are Spanish speaking and skilled in providing that curriculum. So that will look like a 50% of that time being provided in Spanish, giving students what we know through research
is a benefit for language learners and also a benefit long-term in terms of building those connections around language. Language learners in that time will be actually receiving a front load of what they'll be receiving in English the next day. So the Spanish block will happen a day before the English block. So you're really scaffolding for students in addition to providing really solid foundation. What we heard from ML families is there is huge value, and families are saying, this is a skill I want my student, I want my child to continue to maintain, because it's such an important marketable skill in this world to be biliterate. And so we don't want to lose that. We don't want to throw that out the window. So that they'll see both of those. Then at the end of the day, students will go back into blended classrooms, those blended classrooms where they'll receive their enrichments, PE, arts, those pieces. That will be the model in K-1 and 2. As we move into grade 2, over time, grade 2 will be less challenging in terms of this problem, as students are stepping into grade 2 without any formalized English literacy instruction, because most students were receiving their ELD through content specific, not through English literacy. What will look different now is that they'll get their ELD, English language development, through intentional teaching in the literacy block. In grade 2 next year, we'll pull in our ELD specialist and our elementary, our most highly skilled, highly qualified staff member, Alicia Alexander, who will take the literacy block for our students who've been a part of the ML program in grades K and 1, providing support for transitional supports from Spanish to English for grade 2, helping to prep those students for grade 3. At the end of 24-25, you will see that we'll have students who have had a literacy block in English, so part of this problem that hits at second grade will not be that same scenario. Newcomers will continue to receive explicit instruction and supports provided through newcomer supports district-wide. We see an increased number of newcomers who come to our district. Those don't just come in K-1 and 2, and so we've got to have a strong newcomer program. We're blessed to have two ELD experts who will provide that instruction. In the past, sometimes that instruction has been provided by paraprofessionals who are outstanding, but we need our ELD specialists to really guide that instruction. As we also look at continuous monitoring, we talked about that will be in both Spanish and English by principals, classroom teachers, and the board will see that through our ENDS policy monitoring. You may not see every piece of data that I'm monitoring and the principals are, but through our ENDS policy very specifically with goals set based on where we begin. You can see the curriculum there. We will also have a Spanish literacy focus. We believe that this is an area of growth for our district for all students. Every Manson student in our ENDS policy, we want students to have the ability to be biliterate and bicultural. We've got to build our Spanish language program for all students, beginning in our elementary school all the way through high school, to increase offerings and help our students to reach that goal as well. You also see that we will continue to develop a more dual-looking or explore a more dual-looking language option, not requirement, looking very carefully to make sure that fits our Manson School District mission ends and community needs. So we'll continue to explore that, providing training through the dual language grant for our staff to be able to continue to build those supports. We know that dual language, which is kind of what we're doing here in a 50-50 model, is the most effective program model out there. So, all that being said, later on in the document, I outlined for you how the program matches the ENDS. I outlined for you some information about each grade level, so you can see that specifically. It actually, the model matches ENDS 1, 2, and 3 in different ways, which I feel great about. You'll also see this idea of how we'll support second grade specifically. Future orientation, you will see some goals there for the future near the end of the document.
And I am open to your questions, suggestions, and input.
I have a question about the benefits that we're deriving from the Early Childhood Center,
mm-hmm.
and how that impacts the progress being made in K-2.
That's a great question, because what is really interesting is through the program that is led by ECAP, there are really no language models required in ECAP because it's not run by OSPI. So what you would see in most of our ECAP classrooms looks like a more blended approach of both Spanish and English being taught simultaneously, however, not being taught through certified teachers. So our staff in our ECAP classroom are not certified teachers. Our TTK classroom, which we hope to launch with one classroom next year, will not be in this model. Our Spanish language learners, our ML learners in that model, will receive supports in a more supportive mainstream simply because of staff capacity and only having one section. So I think it's a great question, and currently it's a bit of a disconnect and has been a disconnect for a while. So as we move forward, that's another area of growth, absolutely.
Okay, so content delivered in 50-50, can you elaborate that on just a little bit? So is that a single teacher that's describing the lesson in both English and Spanish?
That is a question, that's a program model, that's a design building level discussion. So principals will make decisions about what staffing assignments will most capitalize on staff needs.
Okay.
The intent right now, and using staff strengths, what that will probably look like is three teachers, for instance, in first grade, all are teaching the literacy block. In the afternoon, you will see those three become two teaching in the English block in some content areas, and one of those three moving to teach the Spanish literacy block.
So there'll be some traveling.
Absolutely.
Traveling between classrooms.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Great question.
So you use the term year-long literacy and balanced, and I know that, do you mean that there will be support during the summer for that? Is that what that means?
Currently, we have some summer programming that provides some support for students, and whenever funding is available, we'll continue that.
Okay, so the year-long support just means throughout the school year. You're not
primarily
going to go through the summer.
Primarily.
But there's a hope that we'll be able to do summer school eventually.
Correct. We are offering summer school this year in partnership with PTAC, and we'll continue to do our very best to provide the ability to offer for our neediest learners that summer programming.
Okay.
Which hopefully we have less and less and less of that.
Do you believe that we will have the funding available for this? Is there grant funding that we're going to be looking towards? Is there going to be teachers that need to be added, paras that need to be added, curriculum that needs to be added?
We have all of these things in place currently.
Okay.
If we continue, if we see incredible results in our 50-50 model,
mm-hmm.
and we say, this is so great, we want to expand it into second grade, that may require additional staffing. One of the benefits of the program right now is it doesn't require additional staffing.
Okay.
We'll use the dual language state grant to continue training for our staff in the models of teaching 50% of your time in English and 50% of your time in Spanish.
But we're able to utilize who we have today in order to do that.
Correct.
That's wonderful.
Correct. Yes, it won't take away from any other programs. We're blessed that we have some great staffing currently in place.
Yeah.
This would be a bigger lift if we didn't have the staff that we have. So that's a huge win.
And I appreciate the attention that you've given to SMART goals.
Yes.
It's very well aligned with that philosophy.
Absolutely. We're very excited. I think Wednesday morning I'll meet with staff in the K-2 team. which is primarily the staff that's impacted outlining the program. And then building principals really have some say in the program design from here on out, knowing my absolutes and what kind of has to be in place. But we have the right leaders to do the right work. I'm very excited for the future for ML students, because what we're doing is we're continuing to prioritize Spanish literacy, but not at the expense of ensuring that our kids are literate in English by third grade. And I think that's where what we heard from families was the very biggest hope. So lots of great work by our entire staff.
Awesome. That's very exciting.
Work in progress. It won't be perfect. I told someone today it won't be perfect, but we'll continue to adjust till we get it as close to perfect as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Genesis, you're ready to do a public comment. What does it say on the clock, though?
5:46.
Okay.
Moving on.
Tell us. Share with us, please.
Okay, well, as you know, my name is Genesis, and I'm the vice president of the Interact Club, which is like a service-rounded club branched out of the Rotary. And so we've done a lot of local projects, and we're really aiming to do an international one in Guatemala, which is why we're holding an auction on June 1st, so very soon, to raise those funds to get up to like 12 members to Guatemala to help build a new library for some girls who may have been abandoned or mistreated down there. And so we really want to help them and their community, help them rebuild their library, build a connection with those girls. And so as part of the Interact Club, I'm personally inviting all of you to attend the auction that we'll be holding on June 1st. And so you can get those tickets, you can find out on that link, or if you just search up Interact Club Guatemala, it'll come up like on an article from like the Chelan Mirror. And so we would really appreciate it if you guys could come and support us, especially the school board, and we hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I donate instead, because I will be on my honeymoon?
Oh, yeah.
There's a link in the QR.
Is that how for donation?
Perfect. Superintendent consent agenda. Tabitha?
I don't believe there's anything here. I'm happy to answer any questions, but these are really items that are within kind of the scope of superintendent duties that are provided here for board information.
I do have to say, I really like how this is coming along.
Me too. <Thank you. Yes.
laughs> I like some of these changes.
I
make a motion to approve the superintendent consent agenda.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the superintendent's consent agenda. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the superintendent's consent agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. The board's consent agenda. We have the addition of Carmen Fretwell's resignation, as well as Kevin Amson's resignation, and Wendy Schramm's leave, and some hires. So, we have a motion to approve the board consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the addition of Carmen Fretwell. Mm-hmm.
Second?
I will second.
Thank you. Is there discussion on the board's consent agenda?
I do have to just comment. I haven't been here long, but I've heard a lot of amazing thing about Amston, right? That's mm-hmm. how you pronounce it. And people have said, oh, he studies and retire. Well, now it seems like it's official. So mm-hmm. it sounds like that'll be nice that he's able to retire, but I think that the community is going to be a little sad to see him go, it seems like.
Absolutely.
He's been quite the asset, it seems.
He has been. Thanks for that comment. Mm-hmm. All in favor of approving the consent agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. Board meeting debrief. We've already started a little bit of the debriefing. Courtney, with the new agenda, seems to be making
the
meeting more fluid, more time-bound.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's stuff that we were already reviewing and looking at anyhow, and I just, like, you know, there's less people here, which is not
what we're used to. But yeah, I think it's
not
nice.
Know about the time.
Possibility, yeah.
My daughter was planning to come, and I said, "You do not have to fight." Oh shoot, I would have been really late.
I would have been 600.
But I like this new flow of things.
One, I will not be here at the next meeting, but I think I can Zoom.
Okay.
So if you have that Zoom link for me, I'll be down in San Diego with my Stavinga kids, and then the next week is the Fox kids.
I want to be your grandchild.
You're a pretty good grandma.
Can I sign up?
I guess I do have one little bit of discussion there, and Tabitha and I have talked about this. I did have quite a few questions about the superintendent consent agenda that were just basically because I needed more information about several of the things. And so we just had a phone conversation about it. But that is just something that I think that we could all talk about and just think about as we move forward. If we need to open things up, then I think we should, especially if we think that there are items on the superintendent consent agenda that the community, that the public community would want to hear.
Well, and I had a question that was really stupid ultimately, but I didn't understand it, so Tabitha straightened me out.
But I just think that as we go through it and we do look through the superintendent consent agenda, what we can really keep in the top of our minds is this is something that the community may really want to have a discussion, hear a discussion about. And if that is, then we do pull that forward and talk about that in front of
the
community.
And I think when I initially saw the agenda, the multilingual presentation was part of the superintendent consent. And it was moved to a place where it could be.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Right, so if we see that as maybe something that could be pulled up too, it could just be part of the amendment to the agenda.
And although we just passed a policy that says the president and the vice president doesn't have to meet with the superintendent to formulate the agenda, we can still meet with the superintendent to clarify the agenda.
Right,
which I would encourage each of you to do that before meetings.
And did I miss the fact that I did approve the accounts payable?
It was in the consent agenda.
Okay, I missed the fact.
there are some things. Yeah, absolutely. It was just in the consent agenda, so you don't even have to say anything anymore.
Perfect.
It's good to go.
What's it say, Genesis?
52.
Wow.
Is this a record? And it's a record since I've been around.
It's the music concert.
The May meeting of the Manson School Board is now adjourned.
Nice. Great.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Can we do the next month since I won't be here?
I'd imagine we can.
Okay, and if not, go to Amanda or Ruth.
Yeah.
It ends up, it's not, I mean, it, it,